Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, and hopefully it is making a difference in your life. And listening, that's great, but it's never enough, folks. We have to take action. We have to follow up what we've learned with actions in our lives, and then and only then, it can make a difference.
Well, I usually send you to the events section at ConsciousTalk.net, and so many of our regular events that we sponsor are taking some time off, but I assure you that come September, the free natural health lecture series will return, and by the end of this month, you will see the listings for a number of things, including some very special events that we have coming up in the fall that will be done out here in Port Townsend.
Yes, we're utilizing the Mind-Body Institute here, Madrona Mind-Body Institute in Fort Myers. It's a lovely, lovely place. Fort Worden. Thank you. It is still Mercury retrograde. Yeah. I know that. Also, just want to remind you, you might want to hop on our Facebook page. Rob and I posted something about Essential Formulas up there yesterday. Essential Formulas is one of our main sponsors, been with us for years and years. They have absolutely the cleanest, most efficacious products that we have found. All our sponsors do. We check them out really thoroughly before we bring them to you. We're very, very proud to have all of these people on board supporting you and us with their products and also helping to keep us on the air. So if you get a chance, check that out on our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's an article by Ross Pelton, who we've had on the show. He's a scientific advisor to Essential Formulas. And it's a lot about the genome and all the things that we've learned. Well, you hang on because we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so did you know that the U.S. government is on the cusp of recommending all men and women in the U.S. up to the age of 45 receive the HPV vaccine? Is it safe? Effective? What's behind it? Well, we'll talk to Mary S. Holland, author of The HPV Vaccine on Trial, Seeking Justice for a Generation Betrayed, to get some answers. Then, Christy Gibson returns to talk about her newest book, Inspiration, Nourishment for the Spiritual Journey. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of. People that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, today our special guest, our first guest is Mary S. Holland, and she's the co-author of The HPV Vaccine on Trial, Seeking Justice for a Generation Betrayed. I think that most of you have heard that, and understand that more than a decade ago, a vaccine was developed to combat the human papillomavirus, known as HPV. Those infections, sexually transmitted infections that in rare cases can lead to cancer. But since then, as Benny mentioned, this vaccine has been recommended to all preteens in this country and virtually everywhere around the world, and now is about to be recommended for all men and women up to the age of 45. So we need to find out about this. Mary, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you so much.
So, Mary, I did have a really good friend whose daughter did get the vaccine. And I'm starting out with this story because she's had before, but I think it's increased a little bit more. She's had lots of issues with colds and viruses and sore throats and infections of all kinds. And I'm just wondering, because this vaccine is on trial, and is it not? It is on trial, and we're giving it out, and anyone that's taking it is sort of like a guinea pig.
No, it's been around, right?
Or is it around now that they've proven that it works? Why don't you share that with us?
Sure. So as Rob mentioned, it came on the market in 2006. The Food and Drug Administration approved it and licensed it, and then the Centers for Disease Control recommended it for preteenagers. That was sort of the target audience, but up to early 20s. Now it's licensed for adults up to age 45 around the world. So from 9 to 45, if you really want to get an HPV vaccine, you'll definitely be able to find a place, whether you're a man or a woman, whether or not you've been exposed to human papillomaviral infections before or not, you'll be able to get this vaccine. And it is on trial, Brenda. So around the world, this vaccine has caused a great deal of controversy. In certain countries, as in Japan, it's basically been essentially forced out of the market. It's no longer recommended by the Japanese Department of Health. It's extremely controversial in some other countries. There are many reported injuries after this vaccine. And one of the important things to know is it's never, ever been proven to prevent cancer. It's been proven to prevent lesions, cervical lesions and anal lesions that might lead to cancer, but there's no proof that they would otherwise lead to cancer. And there's some early evidence, not yet peer-reviewed and published literature, but there's some evidence that it may be actually increasing the rates of cervical cancer in young women who got this 10 plus years ago.
Yeah. Well,
and does it hamper the immune system at all? I mean, is it hard on our immune systems, or can we recover? Because it just seems like with the example I was giving you, she seems to be sick all the time now.
Yeah. Well, there are many reported injuries, Brenda. So there have been over 450 reported deaths to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. There have been over 60,500 serious medical conditions after this vaccine. This is very atypical. There are always potential vaccine adverse events, and the reporting system is not adequate. It captures about 1% of the actual injuries. But this vaccine is an anomaly. This one has a very high rate compared to other similar vaccines. Has a very high rate of adverse events. So it's quite possible that in some individuals, it's causing infections. The list of side effects is very long. And these were actually also observed in the clinical trials. So, you know, paralysis, dizziness, reproductive harms, heart-related problems. And as I mentioned, you know, over 400 reported deaths. So it's a very... The adverse events are potentially very serious from this vaccine. And as I say, these injuries are real, and yet it's never been proven to prevent cancer yet. They're sort of saying, it will prevent cancer and we're going to eradicate cervical cancer. But none of that's really been proven. That's all essentially marketing hype. Go ahead.
Well, what was the approach then originally? Are we talking about a lot of soft science about the HPV virus because the research was done by the pharmaceutical industry that this all, you know, just passed through? Or, you know,
well,
I mean, how did this get established?
Yeah. Several scientists in different countries of the world did observe accurately that the human papilloma virus is associated with cervical cancer. Now, there's over 200 types of human papilloma viruses that have been discovered to date, and only a few of them have been understood to be, you know, cancer-causing. So the first round of the Cervarix vaccine produced by GlaxoSmithKline addressed two oncogenic strains, Gardasil, which is the Merck product. The first one was four strains, two against cancer, two against cervical warts. Now Merck's product is called Gardasil 9, and it's against some a cancer-causing strains, and again, some that cause genital warts. And that's the vaccine that's the only one now. It's the only HPV vaccine on the market. I don't think there's any controversy that HPV virus can be associated not only with cervical cancer, but with other cancers of the sort of moist inner lining tissue. So mouth, throat, the other genital areas. That's not really controversial that it's associated. What's controversial is that the vaccine is actually going to prevent it. That's an unknown, and ultimately preventing cancer. And what's also unknown is, what are the levels of the injuries? And one of the things that's really important is that because young women get this vaccine in the last up to almost 15 years, many of them imagine that they don't have to go for pap screening anymore, or they don't have to go for HPV DNA testing. That's not true. This covers a very small range of human papillomaviruses. They definitely still need to go for screening. And so actually, we have seen in certain countries very clear evidence that the rates of cervical cancer have gone up, at least in part because young women aren't going for screening. Cervical cancer can be deadly. There's no question about that. It's a serious form of cancer, although in the United States, it's below the 20th most common cancer. In the developed world, thankfully, because of pap screening, a test that women undergo when they go to a gynecologist where they look at the cell, they scrape some cells out of the cervix, they put them on a little piece of glass, and then they can evaluate them, that's really dropped the cervical cancer rate in the developed world by 75 or 80%. So there's real questions, and this is a very expensive vaccine to go get two doses of this vaccine, which is what you need as a preteen, of the Gardasil 9, it's going to be about $750 between the cost of the vaccine and the doctor's visit. Now, it's going to be covered by insurance. It's federally recommended, or it's going to be covered by the federal government through the Vaccines for Children program, but it's the most expensive vaccine that's ever come on the market for that's federally recommended.
Mm. Now, you wrote the book, or were part of writing this book about it, part of what the end of your subtitle is that we've been betrayed. What do you mean by that?
Sure.
This generation
sure.
has been betrayed.
Yeah. Well, I guess what we're referencing is that this product has never been proven to prevent cancer. It's being sold universally around the world as an anti-cancer vaccine, and it's been sold very broadly as if it's not just against cervical cancer, it's being sold as if it's against all kinds of cancers, which is an absolute fabrication. That's absolutely inaccurate. So it's being sold for something that's never been proven, and yet the injuries are very real. And we dug, my co-authors and I of the HPV vaccine on trial, we dug very deeply into the clinical trial data that was available. And what's very clear is that many of these severe injuries that are occurring once it comes on the market, they did occur in the clinical trials. And this would not be the first time that Merck or other pharmaceutical companies, in essence, just kind of obscured the data of the problems from the clinical trials. This is exactly
what happened.
Well,
hold that thought, Mary. Hold on to that thought, because we're going to run off to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking to Mary about the HPV vaccine.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Breathe deep, smile, and pay it forward. Conscious Talk Radio.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics, an exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, today we're really starting to dig into something that's been very controversial, and that's vaccines. Now, it's controversial on all sides of the lines with many vaccines, but the one in particular we're talking about is the HPV vaccination. And we're talking about a book, and we are with an expert who has really been studying this for a long time. And here's the thing, you know, there's just very little real information. And so this book, The HPV Vaccine on Trial, Seeking Justice for a Generation Betrayed, really lays out what you need to know. And we're here with Mary Holland. And Mary, here's the thing. As you mentioned, that the beginning trials of this, a lot of the evidence was there that the HPV vaccine had some very bad side effects, but they were obscured by the pharmaceutical company that produced this. So is that the common problem that you find in a lot of these vaccine trials, or in this one in particular?
Well, I think I can't speak completely on all trials. This one we looked at in detail, and we found a lot of very troubling evidence in the clinical trials. And in our book, The HPV Vaccine on Trial, we analogize it to the clinical trials for Vioxx. Vioxx was a Merck product, you know, against pain. It was a pain reliever, and it's supposed to not have the same kind of gastrointestinal effects. Well, it caused death if you had a heart condition, and it was very clear from the clinical trials that that was going to be the case, but that data was obscured. They ended up taking it off the market and entering into a $5 billion settlement. So we think that it's quite possible that something analogous is going to happen with Merck's product Gardasil 9, or Gardasil 9 at this point in the United States, that because the clinical trials really did show all of the problems that have happened on the market, that it's vulnerable, that they may have engaged in what is fraud. And so there's a case right now that's going on in California, but there's other lawsuits around the world. There's a class action lawsuit in Japan. There's a lawsuit in Spain. There's a lawsuit in Colombia. Many thousands of people have been injured by this vaccine. But I think you raise an important question, Rob, which is how do vaccine clinical trials work? And they're very different than drugs. And this is important for your listeners to know, that vaccines are considered a biologic. They're not considered a drug. And so they don't have to go through the same rigorous testing that drugs do. When drugs are tested by the FDA, they have to be in double-blind placebo-controlled studies. And typically, they'll last for 4 or 5 years. And it's serious stuff. They have to compare the drug to an inert placebo. So it might be like a salt solution or a sugar solution, something that's really not going to have any biological effect. Because vaccines are considered biologics, they don't go through that same kind of rigorous testing. And frankly, it's shocking the level of testing they go through. Sometimes their testing will be for 1 or 2 days. Typically, it's not tested against an inert placebo. The new vaccine is tested against the old vaccine, and so it obscures the problems with the new vaccine. For the HPV clinical trials, they compared the vaccine against the aluminum-containing adjuvant in the vaccine. So you're comparing, you know, two different types of apples instead of comparing apple to water, which is what a clinical trial is supposed to do. The clinical trials for vaccines are very problematic, and it's been pointed out that really, there's not a single federally recommended childhood vaccine that's been tested against an inert placebo.
Which is
amazing.
Yeah, wow. It is amazing. Well, so has this one been mandated yet?
Yes, it's been mandated in 2 states and in the District of Columbia. It's been mandated in Virginia and in Rhode Island and in the District of Columbia. In those jurisdictions, there are still opt-outs, so people can say no. But in almost every state around the country, Rob, there's pending legislation to mandate this vaccine. And in states, you know, so it's a very serious issue. Merck tried out of the box in 2006 to mandate it, and they met with a lot of opposition. And basically, they realized that they were pushing too soon, too fast, and so they pulled back. But they are not done with this. And there's no question that the dream for any pharmaceutical company is to mandate vaccines, right? For many reasons. You know, it's a captured market. There's no advertising expense. But one of the most important things that, again, people probably don't realize is that there's virtually no liability. Once the federal government recommends a vaccine for universal use, you cannot sue the manufacturer for injury. You have to go into a compensation program. And so in our book, The HPV Vaccine on Trial, we speak at length about cases of HPV vaccine injury that went through the compensation program. A very important case happened in 2018. It's called Tarcel versus Health and Human Services. This was a case of a young woman who died at 20 after she got the third dose of the HPV vaccine. And in fact, in that proceeding in the injury compensation program, it was found more likely than not that the death was because of the vaccine. So it was proven in a court of law that her death was likely caused by the HPV vaccine.
I know what the mandates mean, but how can they control that? Let's say they mandate that across the country.
Well, they don't let you into school, say, if you haven't had well, the
vaccine. But as adults, how do you mandate it as an adult? Because we're not going to school. I understand how they can do that for school-age children, but how can they do that for adults?
Well, so mandates are permissible under U.S. law, constitutional law, since 1905. And right now, they're mandated on a universal level just for children and children, well, and also for students. So, for instance, at a university, if there's no religious or philosophical exemption in that state, someone can't go to school at the university level. That has already happened in certain jurisdictions, including California. You know, adult mandates are likely on the way. You know, adults have now been encouraged to get the measles vaccine. Adults are encouraged to get the tetanus shot every 10 years. You know, adults are recommended to get flu shots every year. And when that happens, once there's that federal recommendation, they already get liability protection. Whether or not in our lifetime we will see adult mandates is a question. Certainly, many people in the pharmaceutical industry are looking at that. And certainly as sort of older people die off who have true lifelong immunity to diseases like mumps and measles and rubella and chickenpox whooping cough, those are there's going to be less so-called herd immunity. And so there's going to be more people getting those diseases likely because these vaccines don't give lifelong immunity. So there's going to be reasons why pharma is going to be pushing very hard in the next, you know, couple decades for adult mandates.
Yeah, well, where we'll probably see it first is in travel, you know, whether countries will let you in and that sort of thing.
Right.
But look, there's been a lot of talk over the years about aluminum and aluminum, you know, being in various vaccines, et cetera, or mercury or different, you know.
Right.
So what about this one? Any
problems going on? Yes, Rob, it's an important point. So the HPV vaccine contains an aluminum-containing adjuvant, which is called the abbreviation is AAHS. It's a very potent aluminum adjuvant, and people with these doses are getting very high levels of aluminum. The most recent aluminum science very clearly links aluminum to neurotoxicity, and it links it to Alzheimer's and dementia and to autism. Chris Exley is the leading researcher on aluminum in the world, and we had him read our chapter here on aluminum and have been in close contact with him. And absolutely, one of the problems with this vaccine is its aluminum content.
Yeah, wow. And you know, it's so many of these things. I mean, we don't discover that there's a problem until it becomes an epidemiological, you know, in other words, large enough. We're all being experimented upon, and 10 years down the line, it's kind of the way that we approach GMOs. It's like we see some things, but we don't know the long-term effects, and that's what's scary.
Right. Well, we have a very, you know, we have a very commercially focused culture and country, and we put stuff out and we let it make money, and then only later do we figure out that, gee, that was a really bad idea after people have been injured and died. And we see that absolutely with this case of the HPV vaccine.
And of course we see on the natural health side of the line things like supplements, et cetera, which haven't been killing people.
Being attacked,
and we see some of these things where hundreds of thousands of people a year are killed by the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, the book, folks, is The HPV Vaccine on Trial, Seeking Justice for a Generation Betrayed by Mary S. Holland. She is at the NYU School of Law. She's a faculty member. Mary, thank you. Thank you so much for the great information. Will you come back and update us at some point?
I would be delighted. Thank you so
much.
Okay,
we'll see to that. And folks, we'll be right back.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics, an exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Click your heels together three times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Thanks for being with us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we're switching gears here a little bit this morning, and we're going to get into inspiration. And we love bringing people to you that inspire as well as teach us a lot of things. And we have Krista Gibson with us, and you know we have Krista on with us once a month. She is the publisher of the New Spirit Journal and a teacher in her own right. She's written other books. And her new book out is called Inspiration, Nourishment for Your Spiritual Journey. This is volume one. Love the cover. We know your partner Rhonda did it, and we just want to give kudos to Rhonda for the beautiful cover. But it's a great book, Krista, and welcome to the show, and thanks for sharing with us everything that you've learned through these volumes of books that you are going to be writing. So what was the inspiration for Inspiration?
Yeah, now she gave it away.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. I always love my time with you. Yeah, what this is back in 2015 when we started New Spirit Journal, I got the idea to write a weekly inspirational post, basically, or blog post. And I created an email list of people, you know, hey, do you want to get an email from me in the middle of the week? The idea being that, you know, Wednesday is considered hump day. You know, you're part of the way through the week and you got to slog through the rest of it. So I thought, okay, Wednesday's perfect. That'll be a day I'll, you know, put something out there. And so every Wednesday, I would, you know, prior to Wednesday, I would kind of say, okay, what can I write about? And I would let myself be inspired as to the topic. And it could be things I saw going on in the world. It could be things my clients were asking me about, or just things that I observed. And at other times, just a thought would be dropped into my brain, and I'd go, oh, that's good to write about. And so once a week, I would send out to my email list. And then over time, probably since about 25th, let's see, yeah, probably 10 years later, I started posting them on our website, because we post every week. We have new material up there, new articles and that. And so they're also posted on the website under the spirituality section. And so over the years, you know, people would send the emails back saying, oh, this is exactly what I needed to hear today. Or, you know, I this was so helpful to me. And you really need to put these into a book, you know, because we get them every week. But, you know, I collect them in an email spot. But gosh, I'd like them in a book. So finally, you know, I kept saying, okay, I'll do it. And so finally I thought, you know, it's time. So let's do volume one. Because in 19 years, you know, I have quite a few. I guess we can go 52 times 19 years. But anyway, I went through and I picked out the ones for the first volume. Ones that I got the most response to, where people said, you know, this is really helpful to me. Or just ones when I looked at it, I thought, you know, this is timely. And this really does apply to today's world, and I think this one should be in the book. And I deliberately did not arrange them by topic, you know, because some people said, well, you're going to do it by topic. And I thought, no, because I didn't write them that way. Mm-hmm. It was from week to week, and I didn't follow like, okay, now we're going to talk about abundance, or now we're going to talk about planning. And so I did them that way. And one of the things people are telling me that they really like about the book is it's almost like an oracle. You know, you can do that with any book, but this one, because of the way the titles are, generally I ask a question, and so people are really enjoying using it as an oracle, like, what do I need to know today, or what will help me most with this challenge? Yeah, and so that's how the book came together, and I called it Inspiration because it's Wednesday Inspirations.
Yeah. Well, when I opened the book, one of the first ones I came across was Who's Keeping You Trapped? And I thought, wow, you know, that's a really interesting question, because it's not what's keeping you trapped, but who is keeping you trapped.
Mm-hmm. So that's what is right. That one? Share it with us, Krista.
Well, you know, a lot of times we think that, you know, it's our outer situation or the way that we were raised, you know, that those are the things that keep us trapped in things that we don't like in our lives. And then we feel, well, I'm totally trapped and I can't go anywhere. And of course it isn't true. And I relate to the card, the Eight of Swords in the Tarot, which shows a woman who's surrounded by swords and she's blindfolded and her hands are tied behind her back and the city is way behind her. And you look at her and you go, oh my God, she is really stuck. But when you look at the card more carefully, you discover that she can just walk away. You know, she can take the blindfold off. She can lose those things. And so what my point to that was is who's keeping us trapped is us. You know, it's our beliefs, our thinking, our habits, you know, the way we're used to doing things. And we let ourselves get trapped because we say, well, I can't change. You know, unless I get a new job, I'll always be miserable. you know, unless I get married, unless I have kids, you know, we're always saying there's something that's keeping us trapped. And my point is, no, you know, we may feel like we're stuck, we may feel like we're trapped, but all we really need to do is look a little more carefully and see and ask ourselves, where am I keeping myself stuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
yeah.
not unlike a bird in a cage. You open the cage, and they're so used to being in there, they won't fly out.
Well, right.
Our door to the cage is open. All we got to do is fly out.
Step out. Right. Well, hold that thought. We're here with Krista Gibson talking about her new book, Inspiration, and we'll be right back.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Conscious Talk. Food for the soul is our mission for nutrition.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partner at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Hey, if you just joined us, we've been spending some time with Krista Gibson, talking about her new book, Inspiration. It really is just volume one, but it's Inspiration, Nourishment for Your Spiritual Journey. We know she is just a fount of, you know, really beautiful spiritual wisdom. And we've been tapping into that now for years. But, you know, we want to remind you that she is the publisher of New Spirit Journal and is also teaching, writing, doing all, has all sorts of things going on. And you can go to newspiritjournal.com or KristaGibson.com to find out more. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And Krista, let's get into a couple of more. I mean, you have so many in the book. It was hard for me to pick out the ones that kind of stood out. But one that stood out for me was, do you have conflict in your life? Because there's so much conflict on the planet right now. What did you write about that?
Well, you know, the whole idea that when we see conflict in the outer world of whatever form, and Lord knows we're seeing so much of it today, we have to look and say, okay, what part of me is in conflict? You know, because it doesn't happen independently of all of us. We are one consciousness. So what we see out there in the world is what's also going inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell people when you're looking at the conflict that's going on out there, yes, you do need to look at, you know, what can I do? How can I get involved? But the first thing you need to say is, where am I in conflict in my life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, really look at that. And if enough of us did that, if we all looked at where is our conflict and we solved our own conflict, what would happen in the world? Conflict would disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to each of us. And I know that there's many people who really aren't conscious enough to do that, but we can look at it, and those of us who do have that level of consciousness, we can start making those changes ourselves, and it will contribute to lessening the conflict in the world.
Absolutely. It's no different than Rob and I've discussed this so many times about peace. You know, almost 9 out of 10 clients that we have, and maybe you've experienced this with your clients, Krista, when it boils down to what they want in their life, they want peace. That's
right,
what they
right.
usually say. They want peace. Not that they want to be happy, but, you know, and happiness is a big one, but mostly it's about peace. And
right,
we look out in the world and we do not see peace out in the world at all. And it's the same thing where you are looking at, all right, if you want peace, you need to become peaceful. You need to be
exactly.
peace. And it's
right.
no different. We need to be what we say we want. We need to actually develop those, you know, values and traits within ourselves. And so that's very much like peace. But I did love
right.
what you wrote about happiness. Tell us what you wrote about happiness.
Uh-oh. I have to remember,
Uh-oh.
I've written about it so many different times.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, what an ambush, because, you know, it's like, well, how's your memory of page 102, you know?
Yeah, exactly. What page are we
on? Well, look, I think here's the thing about the book that these are things that you've been talking about over your, you know, for all of
right.
the lifetime that we've known you. But
right.
the thing is that these are great little essays for
mm-hmm.
contemplation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're stuck for something to meditate on in a day,
right.
That's the Oracle approach that you were talking about. Because, you know, and we've talked about some of these topics on our show with you. And,
right.
you know,
right.
as you grow, you also shift, you know, and I think when you were writing this, did you kind of say, well, you know, maybe I do feel differently about this now?
Right. Yeah. When I went through these and reread them, I had to ask myself, do I still believe this? Is this still my position? Is this still how I feel about it? And if so, is this the way I want to express it now? It's going to be in a book as opposed to in an email. And in most cases, you know, I was delighted to find out I pretty much agree with myself, which
yeah.
is really nice. I'm consistent. You know, I haven't, you know, I've changed and grown, my gosh, over the last 19 years. You know, I've changed and grown in so many ways, as have we all, hopefully. But to find that my basic beliefs, my basic who I am, really has grown and developed, but it's basically the same. But no, mm-hmm. when you ask about happiness, you know, happiness really is up to us, and happiness does not depend on what's going on in the world. It doesn't depend on what other people do and say. We may not like a lot of those things, but we can still be happy within ourselves. And that comes down to meditating, having a spiritual practice, being consistent, what I'm just talking about, where, you know, you aren't flying all over the place. You have a basic life view that you feel good about and you believe in and live by. And those are the things that are going to help you be happy no matter what's going on. You
mm-hmm.
don't have to depend on the outer world for your happiness. That
yeah,
is the key to being happy.
And that's such an important point that we really would like our listeners to really get in touch with, is that, you know, we think that buying a new car, buying a bigger house, having
right.
certain friends, having lots of money, having what we want, and we are like spoiled teenagers. We want what we want when we want it.
Exactly.
That really creates the happiness. And yet
right.
time and time and time again, we've witnessed it in our own lives, Krista. I know you probably have. We've seen it with friends and family. All of those outer trappings are not
right.
about happiness at all. And, you know, once
they are,
again, yeah. go ahead.
So I was going to say, and when you get what you think you want, what you want changes. That's
yes.
how we are. We're always wanting something new and better and bigger. You
mm-hmm.
know, you get an iPhone 6, and oh my gosh, now I have to have an iPhone 10. Well, do you
right.
really? You know,
yeah. right.
But that's how we are. And to lose that and say, no, that isn't how it is. You know, I can choose to be happy right here with my iPhone 6, you know, with my life the way it is, and live my life the best way I can and experience that inner peace and happiness. Exactly.
Yes. What we've been learning, Rob and I, in the last few years of our lives have been simplification, where we simplify our lives, where we're not cluttering our lives up with so much stuff. Which, by the way, the more stuff you buy, unless you got lots of cash lying around, you're just running up your credit cards, and then you have this huge responsibility to pay for it.
Well, yes, and then also you're surrounded by it, and you have to take care of it.
You have to.
but look, here's something else. I mean, obviously, there are so many, you know, deep subjects that are explored in this book and that you've explored throughout your life. So I got to ask you, so what's up with snow globes? I mean, you know, you've got something about snow globes in there.
Yeah, that was really
That's
a
very
one.
Deep spiritual thing.
A snow globe is fantastic for calming your mind. You know, when you feel like your mind is just all over the place, and you can't focus and you're just hither and thither, you know, if you get a snow globe and shake it up and then sit there and watch the snow fall down and let your mind and let your thoughts settle like the snow does in a snow globe. And if you don't have one, you can get one at a dollar store. You can also get free snow globes for your phone, which I have one on my phone, and I put a picture of a master behind it. So when mine is settling, then the master's picture shows up. And it's very cool. But it's a wonderful tool, a fun tool for settling your mind and settling your emotions. So get a snow globe and enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's
well,
a great
it shows
idea.
You that those sometimes those simple. So now we know why we've been so fascinated by snow globes. You know, it's a viral conspiracy, obviously.
It really does put you more in a delta state or alpha state.
Alpha state.
Yeah. When you watch something like that, we call it mesmerizing. But it's really an alpha state that we're in. Well, the book, folks, is inspiration, and it is nourishment for your spiritual journey. It is volume one. And Krista, we know you're probably working on volume two already, hopefully.
Yes. I am.
I was hoping you would say that. Absolutely. Yes. It's beautifully written. I mentioned to Krista that she writes like she talks, which is a real gift, easy to understand, but just these nuggets of inspiration for your day, and you can pick out any one of them at any time. Krista, we want to thank you for writing it, for having those nuggets in your heart and soul and sharing them with all of us. Really appreciate it. Love the new book. Folks, we hope you get it. Up on our website with all the information on Krista Gibson at KristaGibson.com or NewSpiritJournal.com. Thank you for joining us, Krista. Really appreciate it as always. And folks, thank you. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.